Gary, hard to sum that up. Bottom line is, you've won the Ulster Junior Cup, 3 in a row, plenty of celebrations, but that was one of the craziest finals ever.
Yeah, for sure it was. It's up there probably with the most craziest finals in Ballyhale, I would say. The craziest final we've ever been in as a manager and as a player, to be honest. I haven't been in many as a player, but that was crazy. It was a bit of everything, from sending offs to silly mistakes, the so many penalties being hit, and look, you can't get away from it, from an absolute howler of a day from the officials, and that's not picking on nobody, it's just not acceptable at an Ulster Junior Cup final, that's a standard of the officials, and that's getting at nobody, that's for both teams, it's just not on.
You know, you could write a book, there were so many talking points. The game itself, it was competitive, it was compelling to watch. There wasn't actually that many clear-cut chances.
No, there wasn't, to be honest. The game was scrappy, but most finals are. And look, you know what Letterkenny brings to the table. They're a league below. They've won their league. That's not their fault. That's the powers of the people in the Donegal football at Letterkenny, Fannett and Bonagy, when they came down from the intermediate football, had he started at the bottom. Look, me personally, I don't agree with that. You want your best clubs and your best teams playing at the top division in the Donegal League and the National League. And look, Letterkenny's a fine side. They've some great players and some old-fashioned players who know the game. Like,
yeah, and you know, it went to the penalty shootout, and at that stage, it really is a lottery. Either side could have won it. It was like tossing a coin.
Ah, look, without a doubt. And look, we've pulled the OD back in the last kick again. They go in between the sticks for the penalties.
Like, just on that, I mean, that was a big decision for you to make. But obviously, you had the faith that if there was to be a shootout, you knew who you wanted in nets.
Yeah, look, from everybody standing in the stands and around the ground, it's a big call. But inside that change room, inside the club, it's not a big call for us. And that's no disrespect to Taylor. Taylor's been outstanding, and Taylor knows that. And we spoke to Taylor about Owen's heroics when it comes to penalty kicks. And look, he's proved it again. He's a legend in the club. And as I said in the last report, he's a gentleman and a great fella, and the whole town will be buzzing for him tonight.
Yeah. Now, disappointment, of course, in the Premier League, Jackie Crossan Premier League, with Cockhill winning that. But, you know, on the cup front, it's still going to be a very good season for you.
Aye, look, disappointing. We got what we deserved, to be fair. Like, we're probably going to finish second in the league, and that's where we deserved to finish. We just didn't play well enough in certain games, and I was hoping we're going to take it later in the season, where it would be decided maybe further on, but that wasn't to happen. Look, it was a downer, and we had a downer in the town and the community the last 6-7 weeks. Like, it wasn't a nice place to be with some of the tragedies. Like, we had Florence just had an unbelievable experience, and young John McDade, the McDade family, who John used to play with down the club as well. Decky was my captain. Look, don't want to go into detail, but look, the community was numb, and keep saying to the boys in there, when you're playing for a community and you're playing for a club, you can bring happiness back to the community and happiness back to the people who love us. And we know the Fullertons and the McDades at Love Bunker in our hearts for years, and Fullertons a bit more heavily involved in it. So look, again, Dickie, Joey, this one's for you, and we hope we can put a smile on your face for 10 minutes tonight and cheer you up for a small bit.